It's been almost 2 years since a train derailed while crossing a bridge in Paulsboro, New Jersey, dumping 20,000 gallons of chemicals into the surrounding community. Today in Washington, the National Transportation Safety Board released its accident report. Details from WHYY's Steve Trader.
The NTSB report faulted Conrail personnel for sending the 82-car train across a bridge in which a movable span was insecure and unable to handle the load. The train's crew initially stopped when a red signal indicated a problem. The NTSB found the inadequately trained conductors didn't recognize the danger and decided to proceed. NTSB investigator Paul Stancil said Conrail should have recognized that there was a mechanical failure with locks on the movable section of the bridge.
Well, we found that that Conrail should have ceased its bridge operations, that this probability and severity of an accident on this bridge should have prompted them to stop.
Michael Hotra, a spokesman for Conrail, said the company would evaluate the findings in the NTSB's final report and implement the appropriate measures.
I think it's important to note that we've redoubled our efforts to work with first responders to address hazardous material response, and we're pleased to see an increase in first responder participation in the training that we offer.
The report also cited a failure by first responders at the scene to establish proper hazardous material safety protocols. One derailed car released a cloud of vinyl chloride that sent 28 people to the hospital. NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt said Paulsboro citizens deserved a better response.
I think the emergency response for this derailment was, in one word, abysmal.
A final report on the incident is expected in about a month. For WHYY, I'm Steve Trader.